The holiday is upon us, and that means an extra long weekend or an extra day to recover from one. That's why you'll be happy to know that there are multiple festivals around the city where you can have enough fun to create a reason to recuperate.
It's Friday night. Yeah, 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 yeah. Living it up, oh yeah. Friday night. Living it up at last.
Forecasters say the weather will cooperate with sunshine, but we're into jacket weather now, folks, so plan accordingly. Let's head to those festivals. The first annual Fishtown Music and Arts Festival kicks off on Saturday on Front Street between Thompson and Girard. DJ Silo and DJ Xtina will keep the tunes going, and Snack Time, the hardest working band in Philly, will perform along with What's Up Gina and Out of the Beard Space.
I just saw the film today. It told me how I ought to think. Guns are out.
The 10th annual Rockstoberfest happens on Saturday on Ridge Avenue between Lyceum and Leverington Avenues. It includes a pet costume contest and a performance by Arthur Thomas and the Funkatorio.
I like my chicken fried with two biscuits on the side. I like my women with some attitude and big in the thighs, oh baby.
In an old city, the Old City Fest features kid-friendly fun, food from the area's most popular restaurants, and live sing-along covers from the Philly Keys.
Waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way to dance craze. Anyways, still rock and roll to me.
The fest takes over several blocks in Old City on Sunday, kicking off at 11 a.m. We'll have the exact streets on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. You may want to plant yourself in Camden this weekend for the second annual Vegan Festival on Saturday.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
There will be meatless meals, vendors, and more, along with panels and live music. It's happening on the Camden waterfront near Northeast Delaware Avenue and Cooper Street, starting at 11 a.m.
You can start to chart Dorothy's success. It's unmappable.
Tootsie is coming to Delaware.
Like the thrust of a hummingbird's tongue. Like a beer keg that's blown out its bung. Like a hippo protecting her young.
Unstoppable.
The musical version of the Oscar-winning film starring Dustin Hoffman is at the Playhouse in the Grand Opera House in Wilmington. But you better get those tickets fast, as it's a limited engagement and only going on Thursday through Sunday. Another production with a limited run comes to the Annenberg on Saturday. The renowned Negro Ensemble Company performs Our Voices, Our Time, a one-act play festival. There are only two performances at 2 and 8 p.m., so grab those tickets right now. It's fair to say, Mozart and Tchaikovsky, they were pretty good musicians. Okay, they were geniuses, and that's why their music has stood the test of time. On Sunday and Monday, the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia performs two of their most acclaimed works at Perlman Hall in the Kimmel Center. The Sunday show starts at 2:30, the Monday performance is at 7:30. We like to think we have many talents at the Things to Do desk, but not as many as funny man and hometown hero Kevin Hart. We invite you to head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, to see where he'll be this weekend. North Carolina native Rhiannon Giddens sings and plays instruments, and she makes a lot of music with Francesco Turisi. That may be because that's her man, or because he's also a multi-talented musician. You can see them together at the McCarter Theater Center in Princeton on Sunday afternoon. The show starts at 3. And we'll leave you with a little bit of Rhiannon and Francesco's I Shall Not Be Moved, from their Grammy-winning album, They're Calling Me Home. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
Like a tree.